In 2015, a blowout at the Aliso Canyon gas storage facility became the worst gas leak in U.S. history.
SoCalGas announced this afternoon that it's finally plugged the well that's been spewing natural gas for months. The company says it's now safe for everyone to return.
Residents of nearby Porter Ranch were evacuated, many were sickened, and about 100,000 tons of climate-warming methane were leaked into the atmosphere. In 2022, a well failed at Equitrans Rager Mountain underground storage facility in Cambria County, releasing natural gas for almost 2 weeks. Nearby residents weren't evacuated, but many reported a loud hiss. And journalist Taylor Kate Brown writes that Bloomberg labeled it the United States' worst climate disaster that year. Brown reported about why another disaster like it could happen again for Floodlight, a climate accountability news outlet. And I had a chance to talk with her about her piece. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
What was the main reason for the failure of the well that caused the Rager Mountain leak?
Yeah, so the short answer is corrosion. Specifically, corrosion created by the exposure of the elements and the age of the well itself. One of the crucial things to know about wells in gas storage specifically is many of them were not built for this purpose. They were designed to and drilled to be production wells, so like a one-way trip. It doesn't automatically mean all gas storage wells will break, but many of them are several decades old now. And in the case of Rager Mountain, it's been passed through several owners. So ultimately, it just corroded to the point where it broke.
You looked at a recent report. How many wells at storage facilities in Pennsylvania and across the country could potentially have a similar incident because of similar designs or setups in the wells?
So there are, in total, about 400 gas storage fields in the United States, and there's 49 of those are in Pennsylvania. The study that I talked about in my story is based on federal data that's reported to the federal government, and there were more than 300 fields in the U.S. where there was at least one of these potential single point of failure wells. And in Pennsylvania, that was all but one of the fields.
Yeah, single point of failure is like this term that's used. You describe it as wells that have a single barrier to failure. Can you just say a little bit more about what that means?
Yeah, so when I talked about the fact that they're designed as, and this is not every one of them, but a lot of them, they were designed as production wells. And so they were designed to take oil or gas out of the geology. But storage sites, you inject and withdraw the gas every season. So these are being used over and over again each year to put gas into the field and pull it out. And because they were production wells, they were sort of designed, and because they were older, a lot of these were designed to only have casing. The gas flows through the casing. And there's not another barrier on top of the casing, or there's not a consistent barrier all the way down to where the gas is coming out. And so basically, if something goes wrong with that casing, there's nowhere else for it to go other than outside, whether it's the rock itself or the atmosphere. In sort of newer wells that are not designed for production, you might have cement, you might have additional tubing where the gas flows through the tubing instead of just through the casing. What I learned is that there's a lot of different ways you can structure wells, but in every case that they're talking about in this study, without other information, it's possible that if something breaks, like I said, there's nowhere else for that gas to go but outside.
We're talking about over 11,000 potentially vulnerable wells in the country. How big a problem are the numbers in this report?
For a long time, there's been a lack of sort of centralized data about just this question. And earlier, there was a study that basically estimated this number by using some proxy information like age of the wells, sort of knowledge about the field in general. And that number came up much lower. And at the time, they knew it was just an estimation. But this particular study that recently came out uses federal data, and federal data that's been reported by the field operators themselves. And so one of the outcomes of the Aliso Canyon leak is actually having this information on a federal level, as opposed to being sort of like in individual and not standardized across states. There's something significant in saying, hey, here's the potential scope of the problem, and here's how many wells we at least have to pay attention to, if not have some sort of action taken.
What are the new or existing regulations that could prevent a well blowout from happening?
When Aliso Canyon happened in 2015, there was a federal task force that came together. And one of their recommendations was phasing out single point of failure designs. That ultimately didn't make it into the federal standards, but there was new regulation that came from that, including baseline risk assessments and additional data on these wells. Some, but not all states, have their own rules and regulations on these gas fields, but it's a bit of a question about who has jurisdiction in some cases. I should also say there's a wider effort underway about methane leaks across the oil and gas industry, not just storage. One of these is the proposed waste methane rule. A lot of caveats here, but the rule would force companies to pay a fee, eventually up to $1,500 a ton, for major methane leaks like this. So if this fee had been applicable during the Ranger Mountain leak, it would be somewhere in the millions of dollars. So that might ultimately be a fine that would be a stronger incentive to avoid such a major issue.
Right. You write in Pennsylvania that the state's Department of Environmental Protection has some authority over these gas storage facilities. Who else is responsible for regulating the industry and holding them accountable?
So yeah, this is a surprisingly tricky question. Gas storage fields are either interstate, meaning they have business across state lines, or intrastate within the state. The basic situation seems to be that federal regulators have the say on those interstate fields, but that's fairly new given sort of the lack of federal standards pre the Aliso Canyon leak. And those are less than a decade old at this point. Pennsylvania DEP still sends inspectors out to these sites, but it's unclear to me what jurisdiction and power the DEP has to have enforce things like well integrity or overall field risk.
Well, what's the status of Ranger Mountain now? What's going on there now?
So yeah, there are three wells inside the field that have been temporarily plugged, including the one that leaked. The two others are plugged because during an analysis afterwards, there was potential issues. There's still open investigations on the federal and state level, but PHMSA, the federal regulator, did approve their plan to reinject gas into the field in early October, which is about the time you would expect for the winter season.
Taylor Kate Brown's story was first published by Floodlight, a nonprofit newsroom investigating the powerful interests stalling climate action. You can read her story at our website, AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.